WDAVX Mobile 14714. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jeff. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. I was hoping to maybe visit with you a little bit this morning. I'm not going to be around until Friday now, so figured I'd at least get one conversation in, right?
Well, pray tell, where are you headed to?
The wife and I are headed downstate here after work, and we're going to be down in the Lansing area for a couple nights and then coming back on Friday, so should be an interesting trip. Was going to have a car show this weekend, but they're talking 50 degrees and rain on Friday, 50 degrees on Saturday, and if that's the case, I am not going to Northport.
Yeah, you can say, been there, done that. So, all right, if family travels south, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. No reason to stick around here too much. I spent yesterday cutting my grass, learning something new about Honda lawnmower engines.
Hey, engine is an engine. It shouldn't be too difficult. What is it? Air, fuel, spark. That's it.
Yeah, and it was air that was the problem. Have you ever heard of what they call an auto choke on a Honda engine? It's this thing that automatically chokes the, or releases the choke, or whatever. It's a thermo wax spring.
I don't know about you, but I enjoy working on the old stuff. You know, we get too much, it's just too complicated. It doesn't need to be that way.
I kind of agree with this one. I don't think they're helping me having an automatic choke. The little control switch up by the handlebars was just fine with me.
I don't know about you, but I've used lawnmowers forever, and I don't think I've ever had to have an automatic choke on a lawnmower. It's just, I've never needed one. I don't know.
You know, I have carried a can of spray ether start, and that sometimes I need it, but that's rare.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I typically, on any pull mower I've ever started, or push mower I've ever ran, I've just locked down the throttle at full and pulled the rope a couple times, she fires right up and away you go. Anyway, like I said, I think nowadays they make things a lot more complicated than they need to be. So there's something about simplicity, you know?
Yeah, so this is one engineering solution that did not need to happen. It's going to cost me about $35 to get all the parts and pieces to make it work again.
I mean, there's a way to just delete it.
Okay, well, you're kind of breaking up, so, hey, we'll gladly touch base. ACADT.
Jeff, I can tell it's you, but there was so much packet loss that I almost couldn't tell it was you.
Okay. Hopefully I'll get better here the farther I drive. I don't know. Sometimes it works through here, sometimes it don't.
Yeah, you cleared up that time. Other than it kind of hung towards the end. We're at, headed over to Kalkaska again. Today is cutover day, so, it's going to be, a lot of sitting and watching dispatchers figure out new stuff.
Yeah, sounds like fun. That's why they pay you the big money.
Oh, yeah. But, feels like a story of my life. So, every day I go to Kalkaska, which has been almost every day, pretty much every day, except for Friday. Oh, no, I went over there Friday, too. It just keeps getting longer. But, anyway. Glad that the project is slowly, getting finished here. At least they're going to be cutting over to it today, and then we still have a couple other conventional resources to add. Like, there's a couple VHF resources and a UHF resource we got to add, but we just don't have the radios in yet for those. All the other equipment is in place and ready for it, so all we got to do is just plug it in and get it all programmed up. So, there's that. Chased down a stupid USB power problem. It wasn't as much of an issue on Windows 10, I discovered, but Windows 11, even if you go into Device Manager and tell it to not turn all the USB devices off on each, you know, individual USB hub, and be like, hey, this needs to have constant power. Don't put it to sleep if it's been doing nothing for 6 hours. It still would do it anyway. And then it magically just stopped doing it. And I'm not quite sure, what to make of that. And it's also slightly unsettling.
Sounds like it might be a featureism of, an undocumented featureism of Windows 11.
Yeah, we're going to enforce power saving on every USB port that exists on this machine, even if you don't want it to.
Well, you can blame it on Trump.
Yeah, it honestly feels like a better option. I don't know. Anyway, it's, it was fun. It caused some headaches with AppTech and whatever, but I eventually told them it stopped doing it, and they're like, okay, but if it does it again, just call us, and I guess we'll find something to make it not do it, but, you know, it's a time, so. Where's Jeff headed today?
I'm over here in Canada, heading to Brantford. Been over here all week. Guess the main matters, right? Monday I didn't have to sit and wait, but yesterday I had to sit and wait an hour and a half before my site, but we don't have the cup coming back because we were bringing stuff back, but that pretty dried up, so now they look every time they come over. Like, you know, I was coming over yesterday. Why do you wait till I get over here to start looking and bidding on freight? I don't get it. Oh no, we were looking, but yeah, you were. Right. One of them things, I guess, what do you do? Pretty sad that a guy who played Norm on Cheers passed away yesterday.
Oh, I didn't hear about that. That's sad. Anyway. Nobody wants to do anything that makes sense, you know? Oh, yeah, we're looking. Just doesn't. So. There's a lot more vehicles running around out here with antennas now. I'm noticing that. I'm not hearing a whole lot more. Well, I guess I'm not on the right repeater, I guess. I don't know. Who knows? I certainly don't, no. But, well, we're getting closer to, tower season, eh?
Oh, yeah. Yep. You know, I can see it, but by the same token, okay, I'll wait a half hour, get my break in, and then, you know, let's go. I still got 4 hours to get back to the yard, even if I go back empty, so. I still got a 4 hour ride. Well, they'll be home having dinner time when I get home. Anyways, what do you do? Yeah, it's kind of ironic, with the guy that played Norm there. He died May 20th, 2025. And Cheers went off the air May 20th, I think it was 1993 or 91. Same May 20th. Kind of ironic. Only two things guaranteed in life is death and taxes, so. One of them things. Yeah, I don't. Everything's kind of still up in the air. I've got a bunch of tower work to do, but I don't know. I got some stuff down by me to do, and there's always stuff to do. Wish they could get it all done.
Need a magic wand or a teleportation device?
Yeah, why can't all these towers just have elevators in them so we can just go up in an elevator and get stuff done?
Yeah, but then you don't get your steps in for the day. You're climbing in for the day, you know? Your feet won't hurt. You know, the fun parts of climbing towers. All of the fun things. Anyway. Yeah. Oh, I know we got a lot of stuff to take care of up here. But, of course, that's all up in the air right now. So, quite literally and figuratively. So, well, some of it is in the air. Some of it came down. But, oh, that's all warm weather projects. So, I got to go through all the stuff I've got at my radio stuff I got at my parents still and sell it. All that. So. Just keep in mind I do have an MPR 3000. It's being used for an analog for 3.5 as a temporary deal. Until I get another MTR 2000 UHF, which I'm hopefully going to get my hands on here in the coming months. Once I do, I'll swap it over, and you guys will have a MI5 machine up here. And whatnot.
Yeah, we'd really like that. Hearing stuff, I've made quite a few phone calls and got quite a few irons in the fire. I don't know. MI5 in Traverse City.
Yeah, it's so much packet loss going on there. I don't know if you want to try that again.
I can watch. Yeah, I see the packet loss. Oh, we got any? Maybe it's there. I just said I made quite a few phone calls trying to get that stuff secure up there. Looks like it dropped again. Talked to Paramount to try to secure stuff, but I don't know. Can only do so much, I guess. Hopefully, it works out. Comes around and everything's good. Do you have a place in Traverse City to put that? Make it an MI5 machine?
I do, yeah. It'll go at Munson. My plan there is to do some split transmit receive antenna stuff for UHF and get a combiner going up there. We've got a GMRS machine that I'd like to I want to put an app repeat node on it. I just got to get the funding and everything for that to make that happen, to put that together, and then get another antenna and some feed line, which that shouldn't be too hard to round up to get the combiner dealio going. So, Jeff, I'm at my first stop here. I'll be right back. And eat UMH Mobile.
W8RPM, WJ8R.